situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
you are listening to CKUD in Montreal.
This is a Krabby Road Studios production.
Fresh breath of alternate air.
It's very sexy, I think. Mm. People who play rock and roll are very sexy.
That is the possibility that we should explore.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report.
Turn it up.
That's right. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report on the Drastic Plastic program here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And we have, or I have, a lot of new stuff this month. Some really cool stuff. Also do a little dip and dive into some funky covers. The rock and roll buffet table is loaded. We go from hard rock to more power poppy stuff to mythic rock to punk. And gosh, and everything in between. So sit back, enjoy, and as always, turn it up. These are the Incurables here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We'll be right back. Calgary's own These Raven Skies off of their brand new release, Soul on Fire, with Darkness of the Night, produced by Jeff Martin of the Tea Party. And you can definitely feel that influence of the Tea Party in their music. Very exotic, very epic rock and roll. We kick things off with a band called The Incurables off of their latest Foreplay with Glam. Just the backing vocals alone to me makes this the perfect Rock and Roll Report song for my show. Then a bunch of 16-year-old kids called Lightweight Holiday off of from Porterhouse Records, really great label, with Good Night and Goodbye. Great, energetic, maybe a little bit power poppy rock and roll. And then we go Hard Rock Overdose with a band called Platinum Overdose off of their latest release, Back for the Thrill, with Psycho Susie, which is about as rock and roll as you can get. And then Black Belt Theater off of their CD, Almost Never Give Up, with the title track, Almost Never Give Up. So if you were kind of wondering if rock and roll was dead or dying, I think those five songs alone should give you the idea that, no, it's not dying. It is still out there. You just got to sometimes kind of look for it and search and seek, and it's a little bit of a treasure hunt, but the rewards are well worth it. Let's keep things going with Mark Ribbler. This is his latest single called Shattered, here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Yeah. short list of things you like.
the fast lane, the romance, the pleasure and the pain. You put your guard up, but then it fell, because it feels right. Man, it's heaven, but it's hell. You make a promise, and you keep it. You wanna shout it, but it's a secret. Hey, you got it wrong, man, but it's right now. You can't help it, you're gonna shout it out loud. Baby, I love you. You make up a fresh start in the morning when you wake up. It's broken, but getting better. She needs a moment, and you know you better let her. Make a promise, and you keep it. You wanna shout it, but it's a secret. Hey, you're getting stronger every day now. You can't help it, you're gonna shout it out loud. Baby, I love you.
And the Rock and Roll Report buffet is just overloaded with goodness this month. And we had a lot of, I would say, maybe more power pop-ish kind of tracks in that set. But, hey, it's rock and roll all the same. We kick things off with Mark Ribbler with his new single, Shattered. And then Stephen Bradley off of his release, Summer Bliss and Autumn Tears, with Preemptive Strike. Gotta love that. Then a band called Palmyra Delran, I hope I pronounced that properly, with their single Lucky in Love. Then Ryan Hamilton with his latest single, Deja Vu, I Love You. And then a band featuring Mr. Jamie Vernon from Bullseye Records and the, you know, Mr. Rockin', Mr. Canadian Rock and Roll, I like to call him. He's in a band called Mr. Moray with off of their release Spares and Happily Ever Over. Now, one of the things, speaking of Bullseye Records, and I mentioned Porterhouse Records, and I've played tracks from Get Hip Repper Records and Yep Rock, and there's a whole bunch of really cool independent record labels out there. So what I'm hoping to do over the next few months is I'd like to spotlight or highlight some of these labels with some of the bands and musicians that are on them, because hey, that's what makes rock and roll fun. And there's a lot of really cool labels out there. Still, you don't need to get everything from the whatever top three or four labels, major labels. I'm not even sure how many are left, but there are still quite a few really cool labels out there that you should definitely check out. And not only that, and I'd mentioned before about finding music, there are some amazing services, things like Bandcamp and SoundCloud. And even if you're using Spotify and Apple Music and services like that, you have I talk about a rock and roll buffet. You have a veritable smorgasbord of great music that you can listen to. And you're not really chained to kind of, you know, the typical or commercial rock radio or whatever, however you get your music, or God help us, you know, something like, I don't know, I don't even know if they exist, Much Music or MTV or things like that. There are tons of amazing resources where you can listen to really, really great rock and roll. There are also amazing amount of podcasts. If you remember back in the day, and it's interesting, I got an email from somebody in Poland who had asked me, you know, I used to love your Rock and Roll Report podcast back in, I think, 2007, he mentioned. And, you know, he's wondering if you know, that is coming back. Well, not really. I mean, what I'm doing here on the Drastic Plastic program is for the foreseeable future, where the Rock and Roll Report podcast will exist. Who knows what the future holds after that. But for now, this is where it is. But, you know, there are some amazing podcasts out there that you can pick up some cool new music. Amazing online magazines, websites, you know, social media, I suppose, is also a great source of music. But at the end of the day, really, there is just more than enough music. Actually, there's so much music that you couldn't possibly listen to it all, which is why I hope to highlight some bands that I personally love. And hopefully you do as well. Now, as you know, I always like to, I love to play interesting, cool covers. And I've got a bunch here that I think you will really, really enjoy. So we're going to kick things off with our very first cover of this set. This is the Blue News with Pump It Up here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Listen to the music, thinking about this and that. This is that.
Now, I don't think you're going to hear that on your local commercial rock radio station. Certainly not after you hear the name of the band. That was Motherfucker 666 from their latest single, She's Out of the Scene, Dead Flowers, with a cover of, yes, the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers, one of my personal favorite Stone songs. But it definitely sounds different when it's played at about 9 million miles an hour. We kick things off with the Blue News with their single Pump It Up, a great, great cover. And then punk from Japan, Fifi and the Mach 3. That's right. Off of their latest single with a cover of Heaven Only Knows. Now, all of these bands that I've been playing, I'm going to put links on. I have closed the Rock and Roll Report website, but you can still go to rockandrollreport.com. It'll bring you to my Facebook page. And all the bands that I played with links to how you can buy their music, which is super important, as I've always said. But how you can buy their music, there'll be links there with all the bands that I played, the complete set list. And I'm going to hopefully post a couple more things on that page as far as labels and, just maybe a little couple of features things. And then we'll see what happens with the website itself. But for now, that's the main spot where you can get info on Rock and Roll Report. So we're going to end things off with a live track. Actually, this is a cover of Jack White's Death Letter. This is a band called Sunset Odds. And I don't even think they have an actual release out yet. And this is what I love. I love discovering stuff like this. So check this out. Really enjoy it. And like I said, definitely come back. Go to rockandrollreport.com for all the links so that you can communicate directly with these bands and tell them how much you like them. These are the Sunset Odds with Death Letter here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I will catch you guys all next month. Turn it up. Cheers.
What do you reckon it read? It said the gal you love is dead. I got a letter this morning. What do you reckon it read? Yeah, hurry, hurry. Cause the gal you love is dead. I packed up my suitcase. I took off down the road. When I got there, she was laying on the cooling board, in my suitcase to go down the line. But there she was, laying on the cooling board. Standing around the burying ground, I didn't know I loved her. She gave me a little down. But the 10,000 standing on the burying ground, I didn't know I loved her. She gave me a little down. Oh, it's so hard to love someone that don't love you. Don't get satisfaction, and I don't care what you do. So hard to love somebody that don't love you. Satisfaction, and I don't care what you do.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the 27th Hour of Horror, Chaos, and Disorder. Tonight we have a dual episode. Myself, Dead End Doug, and the Captain are here with
That's
you
me.
Once again. We're taking on a very serious topic, and that is tattoos.
Very important.
So the question is, what bands, if any, do you have tattooed to yourself? And what bands did you think about getting tattoos of and not? Or would you like to get tattooed in the future? And would you, do you regret any decisions regarding bands that in the past you were either did tattoo or convinced you should have? And